Well, hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Cal Banyan, professional hypnotist, author, and trainer, welcoming you back to another Secret Language of Feelings program. This is episode 15. Everyone listening to this program can be happier and more successful. In this program, you will learn how to lose weight without feeling deprived. Here we are back for another episode of The Secret Language of Feelings, also available on iTunes and www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com and the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, as well as 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. And by the way, if you're listening to this program anywhere except on www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com website, you'll want to go there so you can get all of the notes and resources that go along with this episode. Now it's time for our super quick review. Here's our super quick review of what we've covered so far. If you need more of a refresher, go back through some of the previous episodes. Here we go. But we were taught to ignore, deny our feelings, and to distract ourselves from them. Distractors are the too much behaviors, including eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, shopping too much, sexing too much, working too much, and so on. You can take back control of your life and be happier by doing 1, 2, 3. Distractors can be useful, but they need to be Plan B. Do this and you can start feeling better right away and start living a much more satisfying life. Here's the topic of today, how to lose weight without feeling deprived. And millions have made it their New Year's resolutions to lose weight, and probably 90% of those people have failed already. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, is how to make your weight loss a success. But really, it doesn't matter if you decide to lose weight or make any really healthy change in your life. If you don't take how you feel about things into account, you're going to fail in the long run. Let me tell you, I just got back from doing some training programs in Singapore, and this whole idea of responding to feelings in a satisfying way is really catching on. It's one of the most fascinating topics when I teach classes, and most of the people in Singapore, probably the largest majority are Chinese, and a lot of people there kind of have learned to ignore their feelings also. So it's not just an American phenomenon. It really does happen all over the world. And if we don't respond to feelings in a satisfying way, and we just distract, bad things are going to happen. And fortunately, in our country, in the USA, and most countries around the world, food is pretty easy to get to. As a hypnosis professional, I've helped umpteen people lose weight, and a real significant part of that process has been the secret language of feelings. Along with that, we use hypnosis to neutralize useless emotions from the past, such as anger over old issues, which you just really can no longer do anything about. For example, the person you're angry with, you've lost contact with them, or they've passed away, or gosh, they just won't have anything to do with you. And so you can't work to make fair. And so sometimes we just have to use hypnosis to neutralize those emotions. So like I've said before, if some of the emotions that I talk about today are about the past, and let me just do a really quick review. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is number 1, name the feeling. Number 2, determine the cause of the feeling. And 3, respond to the feeling in a satisfying way. So here is the big question. Is it true that you can actually lose weight without feeling deprived? And I'll tell you, sure you can. This is how you do it. But before you use any information that I'm giving you about weight loss, you should always consult your physician before beginning any weight loss plan. Now, I'm going to tell you one that I kind of like that a lot of people don't know about, and it's called the Paleo Diet. Paleo, or caveman diet. Why I really like this is I think it's one of the most healthy ways that people can eat, because this is the way it appears that our bodies were designed to eat. And that is like a hunter-gatherer kind of caveman person who is able to find fruits, vegetables, meats, fish, poultry, that kinds of things. That's what our body is designed to eat. And we should avoid things like beans, potatoes, dairy products, and grains. Gosh, if a caveman found a cow, he wouldn't be trying to figure out how to milk it. He'd be trying to figure out how to eat it. And really, that's the way our body is designed to eat. Now, how can you tell if a healthy eating program is right for you? Well, all healthy eating programs will provide you with enough to eat so that you should never feel deprived because of lack of food. They should give you enough to eat so that you have all the nutrition, all the vitamins, all the fluids, all the minerals that you need. So you go ahead and you do that research, and if you need to talk to a nutritionist or a physician, then you go ahead and do that. Now, food is a major distractor. There you are. You've decided I'm going to stick to this certain kind of eating plan, and now you're starting to on some afternoon or some evening, and you're just sitting there and you start thinking about, gosh, I wonder what's in the refrigerator. Now, you've already been to that refrigerator, I don't know, 3 or 4 times today, so you know doggone well what's in that refrigerator. And if you eat something at that time, it's not the right time to eat, or you've already eaten what you're supposed to eat for that period of the day, then this is what you need to do. You need to stop. You need to stop right there, and you need to check to see if you are physically hungry. Physically hungry. What does that mean? You know, some of the people I work with, I say, you know, when you feel physically hungry, where do you feel it in your body? And they'll go, I don't know, I haven't felt physically hungry since 1975 or something like that. So what do I mean by this? What do I mean by physically hungry? Now, what I'd like you to do where you're at right now is I want you to point to your body and point to the place where you feel physically hungry. Think about that. When you feel physically hungry, now take a note of where you're pointing. Now I'm going to tell you where you're supposed to feel physically hungry when you feel physically hungry. I'd like you to put your hand on your solar plexus, that kind of right in the middle of your body, a little bit higher up than the center of your body, and feel your ribs. And now with your hand in the center of your body, your fingertips are going to reach over to your ribs. Now your index finger, or the finger after your index finger, the one longest, that should touch your bottom rib. Now you are covering the basic area where your stomach is, and that's where sensations of real physical hunger come from, that's triggering you to think about food. You see, because if you're feeling a sensation of discomfort in your chest or lower down in your gut, those are not sensations of physical hunger. Those are emotions, because those are emotion centers in our body, around our heart, in our gut. We'll say like, oh, that bad news hit me in the heart. Or it's like getting socked in the gut, you see? It hits us in the gut. Or we'll say, that relationship broke my heart, you see? And so that means you felt the pain in your chest. Or if it struck you in the gut, that hits you in the gut. If you are feeling a broken heart, or you are disturbed about something and you're feeling it in your gut, there's nothing you can eat that can satisfy the cause of that feeling. That's right. It might be anger. It might be fear. It might be sadness or loneliness or boredom. And right now, I want you to realize that there's nothing you can eat that could ever satisfy any emotion you've ever had. And the only feeling that it can satisfy is real physical hunger. So there you are. It's the morning, the afternoon, the evening, and you're thinking about, gosh, I wonder what's in that refrigerator. And you already know what's in that refrigerator, but you're thinking about having a snack. But you think, gosh, I'm not supposed to be eating right now. So you put your hand over that place your stomach is, and you ask yourself, am I physically hungry. There's nothing you could eat that could satisfy whatever emotion you're feeling. So you can bypass the eating without ever feeling deprived. If the feeling that you're experiencing that's making you think about hunger is not physical hunger, then eating would not satisfy it. So you need to do something else to satisfy the feeling. So, but what if you are hungry? What if you put your hand there and you say, yes, I am hungry? Then what you do is you go eat something that, gosh, you'd be proud to tell your doctor or your nutritionist about, or that works with your diet plan that you've committed to. All right? You eat something on your eating plan. Now, if you're not physically hungry, then you're having an emotion and you need to do 1, 2, 3. Are you bored? Are you tired? Angry? Lonely? Frustrated? Fearful? Guilty? If you're bored, go do something fun, interesting, or have a growth experience. That's going to be far more satisfying than eating. You see, if you're bored and you eat something, as soon as you get done eating, you're going to be bored again. And if you keep doing that, what's going to happen is you're going to binge, because you'll eat, be bored, eat, be bored, eat, be bored. And all of a sudden, you are so full that the only thing you can think about doing is taking a nap, or heaven forbid, purging, vomiting that food out of you and going through that cycle again. So, bored, go do something fun, interesting, or have a growth experience. If you're tired, rest or have a nap. If you're angry, make fair or forgive. Make new friends. All these things are gone through in detail in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings. Frustrated? Do something else. Frustration is almost always a call for creativity. It's telling you what you're doing isn't working. Fearful? If you're fearful, then you need to prepare, avoid, or whatever you need to do to what? Make yourself feel safe. All right. You can actually lose weight without ever feeling deprived, because deprivation comes from not satisfying what? Your needs. And if you need food, you should eat what's on your meal plan. If you're not hungry, then what you have to satisfy is the cause of the emotion, you see? Okay, now, and I talked about this in an earlier episode. When you cannot respond in a satisfying way, then do plan B, distract. Okay, now let's talk about using distractors in a good way. First of all, distractors should not be immoral, illegally. What was that my grandmother used to say? Distractors should not be illegal, immoral, or fattening. All right. Realize that you're only distracting and that you'll still need to satisfy the cause of the feeling later on. Also, here's a tip. Anything on your list of things to do when you're bored, so long as they're not illegal, immoral, or fattening, makes for good distractors. Go for a walk, call a friend, work on your hobby, exercise, these kinds of things. All right. You're eating in a healthy way, so food is satisfying your physical hunger. You're not eating because of feelings. Food could not satisfy them anyway. So satisfying your feelings by responding to the feeling with 1, 2, 3 makes far much more sense and leaves you not feeling deprived. All right, before I wrap up here, I want to give you a couple of additional weight loss tips that you don't hear very often. When you eat at home, eat at only one location, and that location should not be in front of the TV or your computer. Let me tell you something. Dr. Ivan Pavlov, many years ago, proved that we can get conditioned to salivate by the ringing of a bell, okay, or any kind of stimulus. And let me tell you something. What he did is he had these dogs in a kennel, and what he would do is he'd show them some food, and then they would salivate. So this concept, it's called classical conditioning. If you eat in front of the computer or you eat in front of the TV, what happens is you can develop a conditioned response, just like Pavlov's dog. And if you eat watch TV, eat, watch TV, eat, watch TV. What will happen is when you're watching TV, you'll start to get hungry because you'll start thinking about what you usually do in that situation. Not only will you salivate like Dr. Ivan Pavlov's dogs, you will also actually begin to feel hungry. All right, so we want to restrict your eating to one location in your home, and it should not be in front of the computer or the TV. What you should do, or anything else that is not like your kitchen table or your dining room table. All right, eat without distraction. When you get more enjoyment from food, you tend to eat less food. So this is what I'd like you to do. Is I'd like you to make the determination that when you eat, you'll do it without distraction. Don't read a magazine. Don't do anything except eat the food. And the only exception is good company. Okay? Otherwise, what happens is, a long time ago, I used to eat in front of the TV. And take, for example, I might be watching a good television show. It's so exciting, so good. And then the commercial would come on. And I was like Pavlov's dog. I was trained when the commercial came on. You go to the refrigerator, you get some food. And I have enough time, jump back into my seat. The television program would go on. And then I'd be eating while the show was on. I'd eat the first half of the sandwich, the second half of the sandwich. And then what? What happened? Well, I was involved in the television show. And I really missed all of the experiences that are involved in eating the food. My attention was elsewhere. I didn't really get all the flavor. I didn't get all of the scent of the food. I didn't get all of the feelings of the texture and the chewing. All these things help you to enjoy the food more and get more satisfaction out of the food. So make sure you have the right foods. Eat at home. And when you eat at home, eat only in one location, not in front of the TV or computer. Eat without distraction so you get more enjoyment from less food. Eat slower. That's another thing. When you eat slower, you get more enjoyment out of the food. Find something you like to do for exercise. Now, this is really important. If you can still do them, then those things are activities you should look into that you might still like. For example, dancing or riding a bike or roller skating, if you can still do them. And what I took my own advice here, and many years ago, I started riding a bicycle. And I've done a lot of bicycle riding since then. I started off with a mountain bike riding. My first ride was like 3 miles. I was very proud of myself. Now I've done rides in excess of 50 miles. And I've made a commitment this year to do a 100-mile bike race. Now, my intention is not to beat anyone in this bike race, but to finish it. I'm just fantasizing and excited about this idea of actually riding 100 miles in one day. So, does this plan work? Myself has been a good example of this process, and the 5-path hypnotherapists and 7-path teachers around the world have helped many, many more people to do this also. Let me wrap things up with feelings and emotions are normal. What you're experiencing is normal. You can feel better today by responding to your feelings in a satisfying way. You can take back control of your life. Tell your friends and link to this website. Stop coping with your feelings. Use 1, 2, 3 to start responding to them in a satisfying way. And your life will become more satisfying and you'll be happier. That's what you really wanted. Teach your children about 1, 2, 3 and they'll be happier. Once again, if you're listening to this program on iTunes or anywhere else, go to www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com and you'll have access to all of the links and resources that I mention here. If you think you'd like to learn more about a career in the profession of hypnotism, stop by my other website, hypnosiscenter.com. Contact us if you want to find out more or if you have any questions about anything we've talked about here. That is 714-258-8380. And finally, you can get in on the discussion by visiting our group on Yahoo. Just go to groups.yahoo.com/group/ all in one word, The Secret Language of Feelings. And of course, that link is on this episode's page on thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. Check back and learn more about the wisdom of responding to your feelings in a rational and satisfying way. Okay, that's it. This is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.